The best thing she could say about her walk of shame was that no one but herself and Pavarotti was there to witness it. The cat sat blinking his luminous eyes at her from the far end of the hall, sauntered to meet her halfway, and then trotted ahead to precede her steps like a grand marshal. The hall opened up into the living room, and Brenna walked on silent feet across the carpet. She paused just short of the tiled floor that was identical to her own, and, nervous, curled her toes into the carpet and cleared her throat to get Dante's attention. He stood barefoot and relaxed at the stove, transferring cooked bacon from the skillet onto a paper towel to drain. Clad in stone-washed denims and a snug gray tee, when he swung his attention away from the bacon to her, she wondered why she'd ever thought the man to be anything but gorgeous.
Hi.
Hi. She tucked her hair behind her ears and tried to smile. Her lips curved, but embarrassment made it a stiff effort.
You want some coffee?
He nodded toward the table and chairs at the other end of the kitchen, situated, as hers was, in front of a wide window. She would have to pass him to get to the table and chairs, so she sat at the breakfast bar instead. Dante slid a steaming mug of coffee in front of her, accompanied by a sugar bowl, a carton of half and half, and a spoon. A moment later, a plate of scrambled eggs, bacon, and toast followed.
You want some OJ?
He took a jug of juice from the fridge and poured some into a glass before she could say no. Brenna stared at the fare in front of her and pressed her hand to her stomach. This was nerve-wracking, the not knowing. About last night, she said, and winced at the cliché. Dante finished off a glass of orange juice and met her gaze full on.
What about it?
Well, that's the problem. She cleared her throat and moved the eggs around on the plate with her fork. I don't remember exactly. She squeezed her eyes shut for a couple seconds, praying for clarity, then set the fork down and folded her hands in her lap. She lifted her gaze to Dante's, whose attention had remained on her, and bit her lip. What did we... I mean, we didn't... Did we? The lines around his eyes became more pronounced as his smile widened. Brenna knew sure misery. How had she let this happen? Dante's cell phone rang out from the vicinity of the sofa behind her, and she jumped. Still smiling like the Cheshire Cat, he retrieved his phone, told whoever was on the calling end that he'd be there in a few, then stepped up beside Brenna. She forced her eyes upward, hating the betraying heat that whooshed into her face when her gaze locked with Dante's.
I have to go.
His gaze shifted to her mouth and then back to her eyes, and the Cheshire Cat smile continued to play at his lips, as her face grew hotter.
As fun as it is to watch you squirm, I won't drag it out. The truth is, nothing happened last night.
But just so we're clear, Dante leaned in, and Brenna's breath caught as his eyes darkened to black pools and his voice lowered to the equivalent of a leonine purr.
When I take you to bed, Brenna, it won't be something you'll forget.
Brenna swallowed hard, dug deep for composure against the urge to kiss the man from here to Sunday, and uncovered her sass instead. Her voice carried a blunt edge when she replied, "That is such a typical man thing to say. I expected something more original from you." She sniffed and gave her tone an acerbic drip. It's a little disappointing to find out that, underneath that cloak of gallantry, you really are just a Neanderthal with too high an opinion of himself. Dante stepped back and regarded her with amusement before he dropped his head back and laughed.
Nice one. I'm glad you've recovered your attitude. You know, I think I actually like you better when you're snotty like this.
He winked at her, grabbed his phone, and started down the hall. Hey, Neanderthal, where are my clothes?
Folded up on top of the dryer. I washed everything for you. Well, except the thong. And may I just say, by the way, that's a nice little bit of business, Miss Kincaid. Brenna bit back her humiliation and forced a laugh. Huh, you're a jackass.
You look like heaven in my shirt, he called from the bedroom.
Glad you think so, she shot back, because I'm keeping it. And she did.